and dress, which she said she wanted the last time we walked past Edgar's. When the cashier returns my credit card, something makes me ask her what their return policy is.
30 days.
She smiles. I nod my thanks, collect the bag and receipt, and rush out of the store. A short drive up the road and I reach Devi's place in under 5 minutes. I park my car in front of her building. Just as I reach for the buzzer, I spot the electric gate opening and her neighbor, Mrs. David, emerges and smiles at me. She has seen me around often enough to know that I'm not a shady lurker. I smile back, hoping that my calm exterior doesn't give away the tension coiled within me. I pause for a moment outside Davina's door, summoning the nerve to knock. A few seconds later, I hear a muffled voice.
Baby, you came? Let me just give me a minute, okay?
She opens the door 3 minutes later. I know because I timed it on my watch.
Hi, baby.
She says and hugs me. Her face is flushed.
I know you said you had guests at home, but I simply had to see you. I hope your parents won't mind.
They're all in the living room. I don't think this is a good time. Why don't I meet you in an hour somewhere?
She says, blocking the doorway. I stare into her eyes and she looks away. I don't even need to hear it from her. I already know what's going on. I push past her and walk into the apartment. It's eerily quiet. There's no sign of Mr. and Mrs. Naidu, let alone the visiting relatives. I open the door to the ensuite bathroom. Although I was expecting it on some level, nothing has prepared me for the sight that meets my eyes. Standing in her bathtub is a tall, muscular guy. Wrapped around his waist is the white Turkish towel that I had gifted Devi on her previous birthday. In case you're wondering, it was one among 17 other gifts. I'm not a cheapskate. The towel reads Princess. And if I hadn't just discovered that my girlfriend is a lying, two-timing bitch, I might have found this hilarious. Devi follows me into the bathroom.
I can explain. I'm so sorry, baby. It was a moment of weakness. Lyle is an old friend from school. We bumped into each other when I was in Josie in October. We started talking and messaging.